This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hi. Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. We just wanted to, here's the deal. The dealio. Sometimes we get feedback from time to time that, you know, well, it just, like, requires a specific response. Like this email that we got from, we'll call him Mr. Reed. So let's just share the email with you. Here it is, read to you by none other than Sister Brother Jake herself, Erica Jake. Take it away, Erica.
Hello, folks. I recently discovered your podcast while searching Mormon on Stitcher. I've also been listening to Mormon Expositor and Mormon Matters. I have enjoyed the past 6 episodes of Infants on Thrones, and just today listened to the essay by Jill Searle and the subsequent discussion. As a disaffected Mormon of the past 8 years and a previously active member with over 40 years of leadership experience, I have been able to relate with much of the subject matter, attitudes, and individual histories of your panel members. I was surprised to hear of one of your panelists, I cannot recall which one, today state that he is an attorney. The reason for my surprise is also the reason I am writing you today, and my observations and comments are expressed in the hope that they will be regarded with the respect that I and other listeners should have for each of you and your intent, and in the anticipation that some small improvements will help make your podcast even more interesting and helpful to your audience. The constant use of the words, like, I mean, and, by the panelists in virtually every sentence is not contributory to the fluent and articulate conveyance of thought, and after just a few minutes actually becomes annoying to the listener. On the other hand, and as a good comparison, Ms. Searle's comments avoided those colloquialisms, as she was exceptionally articulate. I was particularly disturbed by Erica's sound quality in comments. She must have been seated back from her mic or in an environment that was acoustically poor because she had tunnel voice with the background echo. But most bothersome from a listener's perspective was that she had considerable difficulty completing a fluid sentence and was the panelist with the most frequent misuse of the colloquialisms mentioned above. Perhaps your review of the interview with Ms. Searle and a few of those prior will bear out what I am explaining. Maybe none of this is of any concern to you, and if that's the case, I have at least expressed my thoughts. On the other hand, if the quality and professionalism of your podcast is of concern, together with the impact it may have on your listeners, then I would invite you to give credence to my comments. Thank you for your time today, and for your efforts to provide helpful information to those transitioning through what may be difficult times in their life. Sincerely, Mr. Reed.
Salutations, Mr. Reed. It is my pleasure, yes indeed, to address your apt concerns and perhaps our case to plead. Since it's hard for you to hear the vulgar speech of lower tier, I hope this Robert Frost impression will protect your tender ear. Which brings us to your larger point. When we with filler words our speech anoint, it grates upon the listeners' minds and makes our very thoughts disjoint. We are sorry that our conversation is no wellspring of articulation, that in fleshing out our thoughts, we use like and on occasion. But give us a break, this shit ain't scripted, and some, like me, aren't super gifted at producing perfect oral points when through our thoughts on air we've sifted. I get it, man, I really do, it's bad to let those words accrue, but in reading through your message past, we infants learn something about you. It's sad for us to see, alas, that perhaps due to your long Mormon past, although you've left the church behind, you're still a condescending ass. So, in closing, we should let you know we probably will not change our flow, so if you cannot handle ums and likes, then this may not be your medium, bro. Might I suggest birdwatching? Cheerio, Jake.
Listening to
If Instanthro.
If Instanthro.
If Instanthro.
If Instanthro.